Welcome again to High Tech Radio. I'm hoping again is appropriate because I hope you have by this time listened to our preview of the first of our four new music programs. And that program is Spotlight on Jazz. But if you haven't, that's okay. You can go back and listen to that later on. My name is Bill Rupp, and I would like to present now this preview of our second program, which is called The Big Bandstand. And that program is, as the title would imply, music of the big bands. Big bands from, really, from the 1920s until the 21st century. There's really no type of music that I'm more interested in than the big bands. Have been since I was, you know, like 12 or 13 years old. And that's been a long time ago. And my record collection, which is quite large, includes such a variety of bands, both well-known and unknown, that I can easily provide some great big band listening for this program when it is up and running. I'd like to present a few samples of big band music, as you'll be hearing on the Big Bandstand. And as with our other preview program, I will be playing only excerpts from recordings this time for a couple of reasons, but the main one being legal. When we're up and running and have all of our licensing issues taken care of course, you'll be hearing only complete recordings. I could go back all the way to the 1920s to Paul Whiteman and bands like that. I'm going to start a little bit later, 1933, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, which they had in from the late 20s to the mid 30s, mostly in the recording studios. This is an interesting one. This is called The Blue Room, which is a classic standard American song. But what's interesting about this is that the arrangement by Bill Challis, and that's spelled C-H-A-L-L-I-S, Bill Challis, isn't 1933. It goes back to about 1926, an arrangement he made for the Gene Goldkett Band in Detroit. But they never recorded it. It was recorded in 1933, and it sounds pretty good for 1933. And also, I think, shows that there was really some development going on in the 1920s with big bands. Not quite up to what we think of the 1930s, but getting there. With Bunny Berrigan on trumpet and Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on sax, here's The Blue Room, 1933. Well, the 1930s and 40s were the decades of the big dance bands. Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Woody Herman, Artie Shaw, Tommy Dorsey, the list goes on and on. I'd like to play something by Duke Ellington. This was recorded in early 1942 and is one of Duke's most popular records. Listen to the violin solo by trumpeter Ray Nance as we play a bit of Sea Jam Blues from early 1942. One of the leaders who had the longest tenure, half a century, was Woody Herman. He started when he was just a little kid, but became a band leader in 1936, and for the next 50 years led a big band almost all the time. Occasionally he had small groups. In late 1941, his band recorded Blues in the Night, and by the early months of 1942, it was a national hit. Lyrics by Johnny Mercer. The tune was by Harold Arlen. Oh, yes, that is Woody on the vocal. Blues in the Night.
Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the fall winds blow. I've been in some big towns and heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A woman's a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night.
Another band leader who was totally dedicated to the big bands was Stan Kenton, and he had a variety of styles, swing, progressive jazz, as he called it later, and big concert touring bands, and finally kind of a 19-piece band that was pretty mainstream big band music, although he always had some innovation. This is from a 1956 LP called Cuban Fire. Now, this was before they started giving out Grammys, but I'm sure that if Grammys were given in 1956, Cuban Fire would have gotten one for big band music. Let's listen to a little bit of Cuban Carnival. It was written by Johnny Richards, by the way. Stan Kenton, 1956. In the early 1950s, a number of new bands, Ray Anthony, Ralph Flanagan, Buddy Morrow, Ralph Marchetti, and there were a number of others, actually became pretty popular and had some success. It was kind of a slight renaissance of the big bands after the doldrums of the late 40s. some important musicians didn't really lead a working band but made a lot of records in the recording studios. That would be the case with Pete Rugolo, who arranged so many songs for Stan Kenton. Pete recorded an LP in 1955, and from that we're going to hear Horn-O-Rama. Bands have never completely gone away. Most big cities have one or more rehearsal bands. The good musicians get together and rehearse maybe once a week, and occasionally they'll go out and give a concert. But and also the movies and TV soundtracks over the years have used a lot of jazz and big band music. One important name in that regard is Quincy Jones. He was just so successful in so many areas of music. Here's from Quincy Jones' 1963 album. This one is, and it's a pretty well-known song, Walk on the Wild Side. Finally, something from the 21st century. This is the Jaco Pastorius Big Band, which was a tribute band put together to honor the late electric bass player Jaco Pastorius, who had an early untimely death. This is a big band version of something that Jaco had done earlier with a big string section. This is called Kuru, Speak Like a Child. It's not exactly a medley. I don't know how to explain it. But anyway, it's a combination of Kuru, K-U-R-U, that Jaco wrote, and Speak Like a Child, written by Herbie Hancock. And believe me, you can hear in this recording how far the big band idiom has come from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s up until the present time. That's the lineup for this preview program for the Big Bandstand. I hope you've enjoyed it. And believe me, I've just got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of big band albums, LPs, 45s, CDs. I doubt I could run out. I don't know how long it would go before I would not have any new things to play. So if you like big bands, please keep in touch with High Tech Radio. And in the near future, well, can't say exactly when, but not too long, we will be having our music programs up and running. It's a big effort to start an internet radio operation. And Spotlight on Jazz is the first one. The Big Bandstand is the second one. And there'll be further preview programs for our last two shows. This is Bill Rupp thanking you for listening.